From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Beck and the Starlight Review. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. We are now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 619th live performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music featuring our guest artists, Beck and the Starlight Review. Growing up in the heart of Appalachia, Beck grew up with a love for the mountains and the music that came from them. Deeply rooted in her faith and family, she started out singing bluegrass and gospel classics. Teamed with longtime songwriting partner Kevin Harmon, Beck writes honest songs about life, love, and heartache that come from her real life experiences. Please welcome Beck and the Starlight Review to the Red Barn stage.
We are super glad to be here. Here we are, doing it. And this song is called Letter. It's about getting your thinking about all the things you wish you would have said, could have said, ought to said. It's a song about that.
Well,
is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Beck and the Starlight Review. Welcome, Brad.
All right. Thanks, Renee. I would like, Beck, if you would, to go back to your early days in what county did you live in? In Pike.
Pike County.
All right.
Beck Smallwood.
I was born in the 80s, so, you know, they had the tape recorder and you would push it and it had like the little Walkman. It wasn't a Walkman, but it looked like a preschool.
Yeah, right.
So I remember having that, and I would sing Dolly Parton all the time. Why'd you come in here looking like that? You know, with your blue jeans on and your all that. So I would play that, and then I would record myself singing it, and I would go to my mom, and I'd be like, does this sound good? And she's like, yeah, it sounds great.
You talking know? About when you were 6 or 7?
And I was, like, just able to push rewind and record, you know. And but I would just remember thinking, I want to do this. It was like then I knew something in me was, I got to sing. I got to do it. I got to let it out somehow. So I would just go to my mom like every hour. I'm like, how about now? She's like, yeah, that's great. And I'd go back and let me try to hit another note. I'm sure I didn't think that in my mind, but I was trying to do something fancy. And how about now, mom? You know, so. But yeah, I was probably 5 or 6 or something like that.
And where'd you get exposed to Dolly Parton?
You know, probably my mom, because we were only allowed to listen to country music when I was growing up.
That's
which,
it, huh?
No, that's awesome. But I mean, I guess it wasn't a hard and fast rule, but bluegrass and country, that's what we listened to when we were growing up.
Well, I sort of got the impression from just reading your bio that church played a big part, too. Did you guys listen to, you know, Christian, faith-based music in your home?
Yeah, my parents are old regular Baptist, which is, they don't have music in church, but they sing.
Okay.
And, you know, they, a lot of, that's really important, you know. So my mom would sing on the way to church. And it's so funny because now she'll tell me, when I was growing up, I would say, Mom, they'll let you sing when you get to church, you know, because she would sing the whole way there. And so now every now and then she's like, beg. You know, I'm like, I know, they'll let me sing when I get there, you know. So bluegrass, my dad's side of the family was just great bluegrass musicians. I mean, they're just phenomenal. They're just, you know, guitar players and banjo and, you know, the whole nine yards at family reunion. So it was just something that was there that you just kind of had to, it was part of you.
Sometimes I sing and sometimes
background.
Talk more about your high school years.
That's where I met Tim.
Okay.
Actually, we were going to church together, and he's quite a bit older than me, so I chased him for a while, and finally he gave in. But, you know, I did the smart thing because I married a bass player, and he brought his guitar-playing best friend along. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, so that's where me and Kevin met, and we've just been writing songs ever since then. But, you know, the better part of the last 15 years, we've spent everything that we go through. We've had a lot of hard times, and we just always end up writing a record out of it. You know, we grew up on coal. There was, you know, the whole town, every town around Pike County, Floyd County, Johnson County, those are all the little surrounding counties there, they were just absolutely booming. You could make a great living for your family. You could really provide well. You know, the moms were staying home. The dads were bringing home a great living. The railroad was booming. That's where Tim worked, my husband. So for all these years, I mean, generations of time, you know, people made a living from that. So now our whole town is trying to find itself in a place where they're reinventing what we are. You know, we're not coal anymore because that's on the downturn, and we've lost the coal jobs, and we've lost the railroad jobs and the coal trucks, and so we've seen our town just really transform, which, you know, we're really proud of that because now it's become a really great tourist town, and you know, they've put in a new brewery, and they're trying to change things and kind of move along with the times. So it's been a journey, though, for sure. The one thing about the mountains and the place, not just because I live there, but it's the hardest working people that you'll ever meet, because that's all they've ever known to do is work hard. There wasn't a lot of education, and, you know, we have a great university now, but, you know, our parents were just, you had to work hard. So I think a lot of places are capitalizing on that. You know, they're bringing some factories in and some plants and things like that to just really take advantage of the fact that, man, Eastern Kentucky people, if they don't know how to do anything else, they know how to work. This song is called Ghost Town because when Tim left, we have three kids, so it was just me at home with those three kids and a full-time job in life, and it was just really hard for a while. Well, you left me here, kids and a wife, still dreaming of a better life. I never thought, well, this is how it would be when you took my heart. There's not much left of me. Well, this is our last chance, and this is our last hope. And I'll just tie another knot at the end of my rope to under my feet and one on my heel. Well, I'm going down with this sinking ship. Nothing could hurt more than the day you left, even though you said it was for the best. And now here we are, no changing your mind. You and me, hey, we got our. Well, you may be 100 miles away, and it may be easy, well, to lose faith. But when this whole thing all comes crashing down, well, you and me, well, hey, we own this ghost town. He lived in Georgetown about 16 months, but he lived away from home about the better part of the last 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
We've been separated by location, not by heart, but...
Well, yeah, right. You keep writing about him in these songs.
Yeah. it's really a different place to be because you get married, and we were young. I was 18 when we got married, so you think it's going to be, to be naive, you think it's going to be every night, you know, your dinner at home, and you go to bed and tuck the kids in, and, you know, 10 years into it, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, dinner's like, all right, I'm through the drive-through, you know, and I bat the kids, I threw them in the bed, try to talk to Tim before he goes to work, and I was like, this just isn't working, you know, we got to figure this out. So an album was born.
Tell me how old your kids are.
11, 8, and 4.
You had those three kids by yourself when they were like 2.
Oh, yeah.
2 and
yeah, I mean,
nine,
he was on a train when I went into labor with 2 out of the 3. So, you know, we've lived that life of, I don't want to say single mom, but, you know, we've lived the single mom life for a long time.
Well, yeah. Right. And so what about work? Were you able to work with all
yeah,
the kids around?
I do work. After he lost the railroad job, and that provided great for our family, so then I went back to work. So I did work full-time when Audrey was like 8 months old. So I worked with all the 3 kids. Wow. It was great. It's still great.
Well, goodbye's not always gone, and you won't be forever alone, because I'll wait for you. It's what I always do. And there's nowhere I'd rather be than with you here next to me, so I'll wait for you. It's what I always do. Well, you and me, nothing sweeter than you and me, nothing better than you and me. It's always gonna be you and me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Beck and the Starlight Review, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Beck and the Starlight Review after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.